Yeah, thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. This is a big set of six, and we get an opportunity to talk to Dell about all the big moments in rugby league during the week, too. Tackle one.
Queensland Rugby League and Paul Green have decided to go their separate ways, Dell, and names like Slater, Thurston's and Smith have been all thrown around for the coaching gig. Who is the best man for the job?
Look, I think Billy Slater, along with Cameron Smith, that'll be a good partnership, I reckon. Mm. They work well together. They both got great footy brains, but I think they're best mates and they know the culture of the Maroons.
As long as they don't play, that'll be all right.
Yeah. But also, like, Wayne Bennett could be in the mix as well with Billy. That'll be good.
Oh,
like,
no.
Overseeing that.
Overseeing, director. Yeah. Okay, tackle two. The Tigers have been one of the most disappointing sides this season. Where do they go from here? Is getting rid of Madge Maguire the answer?
Oh, look, yeah. It's a tough one. I think it's the players have got to be accountable here. But like, if the coach can't get the best out of those players for consistency, he has to go. So I'm not sure who they're looking at, but Madge at the moment, I don't think that Tiger thing, what's that Tiger thing? Doco did him any favours.
Yeah,
I just don't think so. But the Tigers, I think the players themselves have got to fix the culture.
All right, tackle three. Blake Ferguson is on the verge of inking a mega deal with Japanese rugby team, NEC Green Rockets. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think Fergo, mate, it'll suit him, Japanese rugby. You know, he's a big, skillful
bloke.
Yeah, he'll go well. So it's a good place for him to go at the moment. I thought he might have went to the Super League or try to get another NRL club, but he'll enjoy it over there, Fergo. Not sure his Japanese is going to go, but he'll be good.
I think for every club that Fergo's been to, he's a crowd favourite. We certainly, you know, a bit rocks and diamonds at the Chookies at times, but gee, he ran for some huge metres. And of course, we do the big set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets with over 1,000 stands in two huge locations. You're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Tackle four, Dell. The Warriors had another rocky season and have just confirmed they will be in Australia for a third year. Is Sean Johnson enough to save this team?
Look, I think they've got bigger problems than Sean Johnson. It's their consistency through their team. You know, the defence, they're not working together. They're very patchy. And then even their attack, it's very clunky sometimes. So Sean will bring his, I suppose, his free spirit, the way that he plays. He plays off the cuff, but he'll go there playing without the pressure that he had on him before. So he'll be an asset to the club, but they've got to get their culture right defensively and obviously the mental toughness. They lost a lot of games, boys.
Last 10 minutes they're in control.
Yeah, that's that mental toughness that they haven't got.
Threw it away. Tackle five. A few teams have announced their Player of the Year awards, and I'll read a few of them out. Broncos, Payne Huss. Yes?
Yes, mate. He's been outstanding.
Warriors, Tohu Harris.
He's always consistent, always going good.
Bulldogs, Josh Jackson.
Yeah, that surprised me. I didn't really take notice of Josh Jackson this year, so yeah.
Thank you, Dakey. What about the Cowboys? Cohen Hess, that surprised me.
Yeah, Cohen Hess, he started off really well, and then, that was a good one for him, but yeah.
No surprises, Will Kennedy for the Sharks.
Will Kennedy, breakout season, what a really good kid, really, really well done by him.
Jordan Rapinoe, the Raiders.
I like Jordan Rapinoe, playing fullback, centre, whatever, he does the job. He just plays off the cuff, and he's had a great year.
Tino at the Dragons.
Tino at the Titans, big Titans. Tino.
Sorry, yep.
That's right. Big Tino played well. He deserves it. So consistently was really good, just in defence and attack. And that's where Fifita's got to learn to do a bit more.
Ben Hunt, best year yet for the Dragons. You expect him to be the player of the year?
Yeah, I think Ben Hunt, he's consistently playing some good football there now. And I think that's why they're paying him the big dollars, because he's got to lead the way. So that's what he's doing.
Well, the rest will be announced soon, and we'll go through them next. I suppose as people get knocked out, they have their Player of the Year awards and so forth. Tackle six, mate, Josh Dugan just announced his retirement. How's he going to be remembered?
Oh, mate, look, I think he's a bit of a scallywag, but I think I remember watching him play in the All-Stars, and he's like a rubber man. He just bounced around, and he was a very competitive player, but I think he just got future energy.
Did he get the most out of his talent?
I think he did. But I just like for him, he made up a couple of bad choices through his career. But I like the way that Josh Dugan played when he was on, when he was at the Dragons. He was great with the fans, and he was really, really good asset to the club.
Played a dozen tests and a dozen matches for New South Wales. Yeah. Never let us down at that level. But I suppose, you know, the off-field stuff at times, you know.
It happens.
What would you know about it?
It happens.
That is the big set of six.